Well, given that buying a house is the most important financial decision most of us will make, when we are buying, that says something about our confidence in the economy. The Canadian Real Estate Association says more homes will sell in Canada this year than they had predicted. In Edmonton, it's the same story. Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation says more Edmontonians are buying today as well. Lisa Christofferson is one of them. She held off for several months and then made a move.
I was unsure if my position at work would still be available for me due to the restructuring. And also, I wasn't too sure about the market with the fall of the economy. I'm not sure what was going to happen. So I decided to just wait and play it by ear. I found out that my job was not in danger, and at that point I realized that there were properties on the market for my price range, and also the interest rate had fallen, so I figured that it was a good time to make my move. I was able to get a significantly lower interest rate, so I could get a significantly larger mortgage, but not change my monthly finances too significantly. I think people are slowly getting back on their feet, and everything's going to be okay with the interest rates as they are right now. I think people are going to realize that it's a good time to make a move, and I think people will slowly gain confidence.
And that's Elisa Christofferson of Edmonton explaining why she decided to buy. John Carter sells real estate in Edmonton. Mr. Carter, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Well, she touched on a number of things there that probably would resonate with someone in your line of work. But you could hear in her voice and in her circumstance, confidence,
absolutely.
Pure and simple.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the bottom line for any real estate market is people have to know that they are going to buy a home and they're not going to lose their job. They can make their mortgage payments and their home is going to be worth more tomorrow than it is what they paid for it.
Yeah. What are you hearing from people when you're in picking up the phone?
Well, these days, generally, consumer confidence is quite high. People know the interest rates are low, and they generally feel like the market's turning around.
Yeah. And is that evident in them actually going from talking to doing? In other words, are they actually putting those offers in? Are they making deals, buying?
It's making them pick up the phone and inquire.
Oh, so that's where it's at. So there, and why do you think just inquire? Because they're still uncertain?
Yeah, people still have a certain level of uncertainty in the market, and that's where realtors come in, is to educate them and kind of show them based on specifics of the area they're looking in, the value of their home in their neighborhood, as to give them the information they need to move forward.
Yeah, but as you say, they're calling, but they aren't taking that next step the way Lisa did.
Yeah, well, Lisa was actually a past client of ours as well, and she was that same situation. We worked with her over a few months, educating her about the market, making her feel comfortable to make that decision, because it's a big decision, most people's largest.
Yeah. We're seeing sales going up, but we're seeing house prices seeming to be, I don't know, flatlining is the right word. They're not going up.
No, house prices are definitely still relatively flat as an average.
Why?
It's just supply and demand. It's simple as that. Edmonton's market still has more listings than we should have to create a real upswing on pricing. So that's just causing until the demand catches up with the level of supply that's out there, pricing's going to stay pretty flat.
So is there a magic number in the real estate world in Edmonton that if there's this many number of houses on the market, that's will help the prices go up, but if it reaches more than that?
There is, yeah. We should see about 5,000 homes on the market in the peak of summer for us to have a 4% to 6% a year balanced appreciating market.
So if you have 5,000 houses currently for sale in Edmonton, the prices will go up?
If that's the kind of supply at the peak of summer's demand.
Okay.
So
that's the busiest time of the year, I'm assuming?
Exactly.
So when there's more than that on the market, for example, how many are on the market right now approximately?
Well, right now we're at the end of October. There was 5,500 homes on the market.
And that's enough to make prices stay flat?
Yeah.
Just that extra 500 houses?
Yeah. Well, right now we should see about 3,500 in the fall, because people often forget that real estate's cyclical and there's always a big wave curve up through summer and then it slows down through the fall.
Transfers, families are comfortable moving in the summer, don't want to move in the middle of school year, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly, yeah.
Where is there the most activity? What price range is moving?
The most activity right now that's basically homes selling within a few weeks is homes under 350 houses.
And that's would that be what they call single detached houses in your
yes.
world?
Single detached single family homes, yeah.
Under 350.
Yes.
What about condos?
Condos under between 200 and 250.
They're moving.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that you could turn around more quickly than...
Very quickly, yeah. There's a strong demand for those, both those types of properties. And that's where people hear averages. But the reality is that those homes are selling within a couple weeks, 2 to 4 weeks.
There are also parts of our city where subdivisions were being planned. All the services were brought in and there's empty lots.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that changing?
Well, some of those, but they're changing very slowly because that's a bigger decision for someone to build. And a lot of people, those are in the higher price ranges. And so they don't have the confidence to build that new home. And for some people, we're building them on speculation as well, hoping that they could resell it to someone. And that was a big part of the demand for those even 2 years ago.
Yeah, it put just way too much houses on the market and not nearly enough buyers.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, appreciate you taking the time to come in and join me this morning. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I've been speaking with John Carter. He's an Edmonton realtor with the Preferred Group, RE/MAX River City.